America, there's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Well, I thought you'd just buy me a beer.
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
We got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up.
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. Rather being sober.
Fuck, it sucks. And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, everybody. I'm still Dustin.
I'm still Seth.
And we are still drunk at the movies. This week brought to you by Sharp's non-alcoholic beer. We may sound drunk, but I can assure you there has been zero alcohol consumed by anybody on this show today except for Derek J. Hoover.
Yes.
And Zach had a can of something.
I don't know what it was.
I know it was by Maplewood.
Yeah.
Okay. I recognize the can art. I couldn't tell you what. I think it had a phaser gun on it, so I think he did that on purpose.
Yeah, he's definitely a themer. And we are only drunk on Star Wars.
Yeah.
We have consumed much Star Wars today.
And now, it's the moment I've been waiting all day for. We are finally going to watch Episode 4, A New Hope, where it all started.
And it is sparking a new hope, because some of the last movies were...
hopeless.
Yeah.
1977, 2 hours, 4 minutes. A young farm boy intercepts a distress call from the captive Princess Leia. We have a special guest joining us for this one. Brianna, welcome back.
Hello. I talked before I was introduced.
That's all right. you're wearing a Princess Leia David Bowie mashup shirt. And you don't have a single Star Wars shirt on, Seth.
I'm doing cosplay. This is what I would wear were I
okay,
a Star
Uncle
Wars
Owen.
This is
I can see it.
This is makeshift cosplay from what I had hanging up in my closet.
Well, we've got more music, just like we have every episode. I'm really saying fuck it, and I'm going to play a song that I feel has to be played by one of my favorite bands. This is Blink-182 with A New Hope here on Drunk at the Movies.
We'll be right back.
Blink 182. I mean, the song's all about Princess Leia.
Yeah.
It's called A New Hope. It has to be played. I have talked to one of the guys in Blink 182 for several minutes. He wasn't in the band at the time that we talked, but I'm going to consider that
that's permission.
It's okay.
Yeah.
For me to play the song, he had no part in writing. Travis Barker wasn't in the band then either. So really, Mark is the only one in the band that is on that recording.
We'll call it permission anyway. We'll just go ahead and
Tom
say.
Tom loves Aliens, and Scott, I don't even know what he's doing now, the original drummer, but we're going to watch Star Wars. So again, Disney Plus edit.
So this is the most recent official
which George I have Lucas, not seen.
This is the version that he made sure was the final version before he sold the rights.
This is the one that had the changes made that were supposed to be in the 3D.
That were not yet aired.
That didn't get released.
Yeah.
So here we go. All right, hit play in 3, 2, 1, and we're like 12 hours into this.
Have you heard any of the controversy of one of the changes that was revealed in this version of it?
I think so, but I can't pull it off the top of my head.
One of the most divisive scenes in all of Star Trek.
Oh, now it's playing. Okay, are we talking the Han and Greedo?
Yeah, we're talking the who shot first Greedo controversy.
This contains tobacco depictions, it said.
Are death sticks in this movie?
Apparently so. All right. It's a shame that the best one we're watching is also the shortest one.
Very first time these words ever were on the screen. This is the shortest one?
2 hours and 1 minute.
Wow.
Or 3 minutes. It's very minimal minutes, and that's all credits.
Yeah.
So really, 2 hours is all we're getting. Help! War!
War! Exclamation point. Hope!
I have a cousin named Hope.
It is a period of civil war, period.
There's a lot of commas.
At we least have not yet read any of these
There's
titles.
No reason to. Brianna, let's get your Star Wars origin story. Do you remember when you saw Star Wars for the first time? And thoughts of it?
I think when I went to Vegas. We watched it on the airplane.
This one?
I didn't ever.
You had never seen it before then?
Mm-mm.
So you came.
So it was while you two have been together, you were introduced.
No.
Just before.
Okay.
Just before. Mm-hmm.
So in the past 5 years.
5 years. Mm-hmm.
That boggles my mind that you had avoided, managed to never see a Star Wars movie until then.
I really didn't watch many movies
and
or
then
TV
met
until I met you.
Until it was forced.
I did when I was a kid, but my parents didn't watch Star Wars, so it was just never a thing that was really on my radar.
Dustin is strong with the Force, and by Force we mean making you watch things that you wouldn't have watched had you not gotten together.
It's what I do. This also is a movie on my 100 movies bucket list thing that I get to scratch off now because we're watching it together.
Perfect.
So this means you have to be here for day 2 of the marathon when we watch Empire and Jedi, or are you okay with me scratching it off without you watching them?
I give my full permission.
Okay.
She
gave consent. and we are back to where we left off with Rogue One.
That shot is the inspiration for the joke that opens Spaceballs, where Spaceball 1 is just this super long ship that doesn't end for like a minute and a half.
Yep. I haven't watched that one in a while.
Solid joke.
Hop, 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 hop.
So yeah, only 2 other Star Wars movies
have other
and then pick up immediately, and that is Episodes 7 and 8.
Yeah,
by that is I meant those.
It's like a bookend type of thing. Well, not a bookend because it's in the middle of a trilogy, but they complement each other.
A cliffhanger, kind of
like the old serials. Speaking of serials, did you ever have 3POs?
I did.
They weren't that great.
No.
But I'd still eat a box of them if they were new. Not if they were like old cereal from the 80s. I wouldn't eat that.
But. Yeah, I was surprised they didn't do more Star Wars cereal. But didn't that have lightsaber marshmallows? Because there was a Star Wars cereal that had, maybe that wasn't 3POs.
I don't think it was 3POs.
There was, I can't think of what it was now. There was a very brief Star Wars cereal that had lightsabers.
That sounds like thunder.
It does.
The stormtroopers. Are you looking up Star Wars serials? Awesome. Thank you.
Stormtroopers. Stormtrooper butt.
Yeah.
A stormtrooper booty.
They have holsters. I don't remember seeing those in the other.
Yeah.
That was something they added. Like, you know what's really slowing us down? Not being able to put our blasters in anything.
I feel like that's something that well-trained soldiers don't do. Don't run, stop, turn around, fire once, then turn around and keep running. Serpentine.
It's just General Mills Star Wars cereal.
All right. That's why it was so forgettable.
Do you remember at West Vader Campus?
Sessions? Oh, okay.
Behind the girls' gym, there was a little hallway. I used to call it the Star Wars tunnel.
Yeah, yeah. Kyle and I used to take that hallway to get to our old campus classes.
Yeah, it just reminded me of like flying in the Death Star.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie.
It always smelled like pot in that tunnel.
Yeah, I wonder why. So, yeah, that just popped into my head. I haven't thought about West Campus in quite a while.
Direction.
We'll be sent to the spice mines of Kessel, smashed into...
And directly, you'll be directed in the right direction.
Speaking of spice mines, back to the K2 conversation.
Hey, there's the princess.
There's Leia's buns. You've seen Vader Sessions, right?
What is it?
It is an ingenious edit that somebody did many years ago where they took dialogue from James Earl Jones movies and replaced all of Vader's dialogue.
Oh, no, I don't think I've seen this.
Every Darth Vader scene, and it's fucking hysterical.
People will come, Rey.
If this is a consular ship, where is the ambassador?
Okay, that's a little old-time Anakin. He sounded a little bitchy there.
A little bit, yeah.
But he'd be like, if this is a counselor ship, where's the ambassador? Hey, is that the... almost the photo? Kinda.
Yeah.
I suppose.
It might have been on set that day that it took the picture.
No!
Here we see a stun ray for the first time.
Yeah, she'll walk it off.
She'll be all right.
Hey, you're not permitted in there. It's restricted. You'll be deactivated for sure.
3PO does sound a little different. It's kind of like first season of Simpsons versus current season.
Mm-hmm. Secret mission? What plans? What are you talking about? I'm not getting in there.
So Anthony Daniels was originally just going to be the person in the 3PO costume walking around, and somebody else was going to come in and do the dialogue, and they couldn't quite find the right voice, and then they just thought, why don't we ask Anthony Daniels? His voice was kind of appropriate, and by that time, he'd already worked out a voice that he liked, which he basically was doing like a space butler. He intentionally made him this very polite butler kind of sounding character. And so Anthony Daniels just sort of earned the role through being a good actor.
Now, this is a interesting story that I don't remember where I read, but I believe it was Carrie Fisher telling it, that they had to tape her boobs down.
Yeah.
You could, when she was walking through there, they were trying to minimize her bounciness.
Movement. But Lucas had a very specific rule that there were no bras.
No bras in space.
Ladies' underwear in space.
So, obviously, you can't prevent everything from moving, but they would tape them down, and she said that was a very popular job that people wanted to volunteer for at the end of the day, was removing her tape. I'm going to guess she probably let some people do it. Knowing what I know about Carrie Fisher, I think she was probably up for it.
She said it was her idea, like half jokingly at first, was, hey, when someone does a good job on set, reward them. They get to rip off the tape at the end of the day. That last shot where He points at Leia and says, take her away.
Uh-huh.
They took dialogue from for Vader Sessions from James Earl Jones playing a pimp. And he goes, don't you pop at me, I'll pop at you. Get your black ass out of here. And it looks fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I will have to look those up. I'm assuming they're on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
We might be watching it immediately after this movie.
So did you have, like, the old Star Wars storybook that C-3PO and R2-D2 were on the front of? That
I can't remember.
Was, like, a picture?
We had Star Wars books. Photo
retelling of this movie?
I don't remember that one. I had some kind of audio book that you listen to, and every time you hear, like, a lightsaber or something, you turn the page.
Turn the page, yeah. Bleep blip is what that caption said.
Where do you think you're going? Well, I'm not going. It's much too rocky. This way is much easier. What makes you think there are settlements over there? Don't get technical with me.
Because he's been here.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And he remembers it.
Well, they both have. He just had his memory wiped.
Right,
so...
You'll be malfunctioning within a day, you nearsighted scrap pile.
They get to use that whole amnesia plot device.
That many prequels have used.
Oh, they're fighting. All right, well, fuck it.
I wonder what R2-D2's actual dialogue would be if it were subtitled for this, right now. For their...
Come back! They're breaking Ralphie, up right back.
Now. Yeah. I didn't mean it. Come back. I'm sorry. I was drinking. Let's not fight.
And there we go with the wipe. From sand to more sand. Like, it's a very subtle wipe.
It technically would have been a jump cut, so something had to happen. And I like that when Jon Favreau directed Iron Man, he did intentional little callback or references to Star Wars with a screen wipe after somebody picks up a piece of the Mach 1 or Mark 1 Iron Man that falls in the desert.
That malfunctioning little twerp. This is all his.
Now, do you have a favorite Star Wars movie?
Going this way. But he'll do no better.
Out of the ones you are familiar with, which I know does not include the prequels that we just watched earlier today.
I'm saying. No, it does not. I like the last one. And
The Last Jedi? Because you haven't seen the new one.
Oh,
Rogue One. Okay.
Okay.
And one of the not... I don't know all the names. I would have to... I'll get back to you.
All right. Now we're going to have a little shaky camera there.
A little handheld camera work to show the chaos and instability in this region of Tatooine. Or maybe it's just because they couldn't afford a tripod that day.
Yeah, this is not a steady cam.
This movie did not have an easy production. This
was all filmed in Tunisia?
I think so.
I'm not sure
all this how part, all of the Tatooine stuff. They shot the first 2 weeks in the desert. The desert had the worst weather that it had had in, like, 5 decades, where they had, like, sandstorms, and it was 100 degrees at night kind of thing. So it was super hot. R2 kept breaking down.
And also, nobody thought this movie was going to amount to much.
Yeah, and they didn't know what was going on. On set, you know, actors were like, what? This is all just ridiculous looking cheesy special effects, is what it looked like on set, of course.
We saw a Jawa at the Riverman game the other night.
We did.
You were asking what it was.
Yes.
It's like that's a weird-looking Jedi.
Yeah, because apparently Jedi are all just from Tatooine. They all just have Tatooine robes, like the Jawas and Uncle Owen and the Tusken Raiders.
Not to be confused with the Oakland Raiders.
No.
So, R2 is now being taken to the sand crawler, which I feel that shot is maybe enhanced a little bit.
Yeah, it seems that way. Did you say Muppet Muppet?
I was thinking Bop It, like that game that you played. Yeah,
Bop.
Yeah.
That stresses me out just to think about it.
Bop It and Skip It.
Bop It, Pull It.
anxiety.
Slap it, rub it down.
Whack it.
Maybe I played a different game than you guys.
You were about
it was a one-player game, by the way.
Oh. Pop it, smack it, hit it. That's just a regular...
Pulling my own hair was weird.
All right. Enough.
And we got, that droid had some tinsel on it.
Can only imagine what it would have been like seeing this movie in the theater in 1977 and nobody's heard of it. Like, you just were like, ah, what's right. that Star Wars movie I
well,
heard about?
I'd have been -4, so.
Yeah, walking refrigerator.
Would have been really weird for me to be there.
Yeah.
That's a Gronk droid, right? Or Gonk?
That one I don't know. I mean, of course I've seen it, but I can't remember the name of it.
Are you looking up the names of the movie still? That droid is fucking creepy looking. It's like the ventriloquist doll of the droids.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, I guess I was. I did see the Phantom Menace. All the Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones.
Oh, that's what we watched earlier.
Yeah.
And Revenge of the Sith. I saw those when I was a kid. Those were the only ones my brother watched.
When she was a kid.
Oh, wait. 2005, I was not that. I was pretty old, actually.
I was like, wait a minute.
No, well, 99.
This is special edition shit.
I know you guys yeah. were graduating high school.
Yeah, when Phantom Menace came out. These came out in 97. The special editions that they added the dewbacks here. And they were like, yeah, we need to add this scene in.
That's the very shot that Jon Favreau references in Iron Man.
Look, sir, droids. You go low, I go high.
We both go high.
Wake up!
Bop it. And I'm good. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Bop it.
Teeny!
Oh, teeny! What's a Jawa's favorite drink?
Martini!
There you go!
What's a Jawa's favorite pasta?
Rotini!
Linguini!
Yeah, pretty much any pasta. All those pasta were. Mom's spaghetti is also an acceptable answer. Just so we can reference that for 3 times today.
Did I tell you about the mom spaghetti joke that Sarah made?
Mm-mm.
Like, literally, the day after we had watched that online, she got a thing from...
The spaghetti edit or the movie 8 Mile?
The spaghetti edit.
Okay.
She got a postcard in the mail from, I think it was Wildlife Prairie Park. It was some kind of charity for endangered animals. And it was a picture of an adorable animal that said, what if you just had one chance? And so she crossed off chance and wrote in spaghetti with exclamation points like the animal was saying it. It was like the day after we watched it. I laughed for 5 minutes.
There we go. Our introduction to Luke. Before his nose got broken in some random Jedi fight.
Yeah.
He's got a crooked nose.
And a couple of scars on his face.
No, you don't have a Mark Hamill crooked nose by any means.
It's like a Luke Owen crooked nose with Jedi powers.
Wow. You think you could just like move it back into place. But... So that's R5-D4 that he's looking at now.
I have no need for a protocol droid.
Of course you haven't, sir. Not in any...
Then why did a Tatooine native build one? It makes no sense.
Right. Oh, you mean the kid that lived there almost before?
Sir, my first job was programming.
You know, his step-brother.
Right.
Can you speak bocce?
Of course I can, sir.
I can also play bocce ball.
There it is.
All right, shut up. I'll take this.
Shutting up, sir.
Shut up, shutting up.
Take these two over to the garage, will you? I want them cleaned up for dinner.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
His
so he
first
comes,
line.
He comes by the whining, naturally.
Come on. His first line. Whining about power converters.
At least Leia wasn't whining. But you said you wouldn't blow up my planet.
I mean, I guess it makes sense that Anakin is his father.
Come on, Red, let's go!
Oh, did you just see that, Jawa? You can clearly see there's just holes cut in, like, a ski mask. What? Oh. Babu. Babu. Babu.
Nope.
This one's broken.
This R2 unit has a bad motivator. Look.
Can I go to Satoshi Station now?
Excuse me, sir, but that R2 unit is in prime condition.
It's just kids running around right there. That wasn't even like, and action. Mm-hmm. That was just a spazzy kid.
And Kenny Baker moving back and forth.
I'm sure you'll be very pleased with that one, sir. He really is.
Luke was reacting like he was in this room.
He's fanning something.
Bleep blip.
Okay, let's
bleep blip bloop.
Now don't you forget this. Why I should stick my neck out for you is quite beyond my capacity.
Anthony Daniels cut his ankle. I think it was the first day of shooting because the 3PO costume. The metal started just literally slicing down into his foot. And he had to yell for it to be taken off.
He's playing with Star Wars toys.
Yeah.
It just isn't fair.
Merchandising.
Oh, Biggs is right.
George Lucas is a genius.
I guess it's like a kid playing with a model plane or whatever.
But it's kind of weird that
he's a grown-ass kid.
Yeah, that it's the Emperor's transport that he's playing with.
Right.
Why wouldn't it be an X-Wing?
Because the Rebels are the bad guys.
Well,
the Empire is the toy makers.
Yeah, the only toys they all make Empire toys. Empire.
You can call me Luke.
I see, Sir Luke.
My name is Luca.
Just Luke.
He lives on the...
I
think the first floor. I don't think they have floors.
It's a ranch. It's a Skywalker ranch.
Yeah, nice.
You hear a lot of carbon scoring here. Looks like you boys have seen a lot of action.
With all we've been through, sometimes I'm amazed we're in as good condition as we are. What with the rebellion and all?
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
That's how we came to be in your service, if you take...
No shit!
Aw,
snap. Have you been to any battles?
Several, I think. Actually, there's not much to tell. I'm not much more than...
I'd have a lot more to tell you, but they wiped my memory in the movie that hasn't been made yet.
All the interesting parts are just gone.
Friend, get something jammed in here real good. Were you on a Star Cruiser?
Did you have a laser sword?
Oh, shit.
What's this?
What is what? He asked you a question. What is that?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
It's like, what else does she do?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Oh, he says it's nothing, sir. Merely a malfunction. Old data. Pay it no mind.
Who is she?
I do like that Luke's costume in this looks like just sort of a kind of a martial arts white beginner's costume, and then in Return of the Jedi it's black, and it's like he became a black belt.
Behave yourself, R2. You're going to get us into trouble.
So he said she's beautiful. We know it's his twin sister. Beautiful isn't technically a creepy thing to say about your sister. It's just in the context it's meant.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know that any of my brothers have ever called me that, but they're not very nice brothers.
Yeah, they know you.
I beg your pardon, sir, but do you know what he's talking about?
Now, do you have older brothers or younger brothers?
They're all younger.
Okay. And that's pretty much why you didn't grow up with Star Wars, because we were talking about that.
Yeah.
The first couple of movies is...
Sounds like she's in trouble.
They were born in the 90s, so that's the dead zone for Star Wars.
Yeah,
like, only the hardcore nerds were still into it.
In 72.
He suggests that if you remove the boat, he might be able to...
So yeah, the Star Wars movies were all over the place. By the time I came around, it was growing up. You know, all three movies were in the house, and I grew up watching them, like, in a row.
There you go.
Oh, where'd she go?
Brothers started to...
Wait a minute, where'd she go? Bring her back. Play back the entire message.
So it makes sense that we would have only seen the movies made in, like, 99, 02, and 05.
Yeah.
But... didn't make
all right,
our way
I'll be right
around.
There, Aunt Beru.
I'm sorry, sir, but he appears to have picked up a slight...
Well, I mean, if those are the first movies you saw, I could see why you'd be like, well, I'm not fucking with the rest of this. Those three? Nah, I'm good. I don't need any more of that in my life.
I have many people that didn't grow up watching Star Wars.
No.
like seeing them at some point. And my sister-in-law is one of them. Jason's sister, or Jason's wife.
Liking that denim on Beru.
Yeah, Canadian tuxedo.
What makes you think that? Well, I stumbled across the recording while I was cleaning him. He says he belongs to someone called Obi-Wan Kenobi. I thought he might have meant old Ben. Do you know what he's talking about?
Well, I mean, there's so many Kenobis around these parts.
That wizard's just a crazy old man.
Oh, wizard is now a noun, not an adjective.
The word wizard before. I forgot that he calls him that.
That'll be the end of it.
He's a wizard, Harry.
What is this?
Yeah, I feel like Owen and Beru did not age very well, because this has been like 17 years since.
It's been a hard knock life on Tatooine as a moisture farmer.
Luke is only 17, right?
Yeah.
Beru especially, that's like...
He went from Stephen Edgerton to that in a decade and a half. Joel Edgerton.
And Ewan McGregor went from Ewan McGregor to Alec Guinness. That's a pretty big leap.
Also thinking about our agreement. About me staying on another season?
He's renewing his contract for the TV show he was in at the time.
I think Beru's checked out of this marriage. She looks kind of dead in the eyes.
Harvest is when I need you the most. Only one season more. This year we'll make enough
like, what did I do with my life? I'm married to a moisture farmer on fucking Tatooine, the driest, sandiest planet in the galaxy. And we're finding moisture?
Where are you going?
Looks like I'm going nowhere. I have to go finish cleaning those droids.
Nothing's been moist around these parts for years, including me.
Oh, it means so much to him.
I'll make it up to him next year.
Yeah, I've heard your promises for years.
Luke's just not a farmer, Owen. He has too much of his father in him.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, I wish I had some of his father in me. I ain't getting shit from you, fucking moisture farmer.
You'd think that a moisture farmer on a desert planet would be fucking rich. You'd think that...
No, I think it's an impossible task.
It's just not happening, yeah. So...
And here we have the classic, yearning for something more while that dramatic music plays.
Yes, were this a musical, he'd be singing his heart out right now.
Let it go, Luke.
Let it go, part of that world.
Oh, in the new Frozen, Elsa totally builds her own Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I'm not even joking. It looks like that's exactly what she's doing. And I'm like, I've seen this a couple times.
I felt like the first Frozen was kind of a ripoff.
Doing hiding
back. Never mind.
Please don't deactivate me. I told him not to go, but he's 40, malfunctioning.
I was just testing out that attachment that Shmi made years ago. Oh, wait, I forgot about that.
What's with the hood ornament on whatever that is?
That R2 unit has always been a problem.
Then why did you vouch for him? Quite out
of hand. Even I can't understand their logic at times.
How could I be so stupid? He's nowhere in sight.
Pardon me, sir, but couldn't we go up?
Is that like a Roomba?
Wow.
For outside?
It's a shaky-looking Roomba.
DJ Roomba in the house.
You killed DJ Roomba.
You know, that little droid is going to cause me a lot of trouble.
Oh, he excels at that, sir.
He's such a catty bitch, C-3PO. He will sell out his buddy, no problem.
I mean, he'll get him a job, but he'll also get him fired.
See, it's safe for them to have a building like that because it never rains, so there's no risk of flooding their little hidey hole.
She's making a smoothie.
Are those cinnamon sticks or tree branches?
I think so.
Those look like ballpoint pens.
Ginger or something.
Is that a paper towel dispenser back there?
Dead ahead. Might be our little.
That's pretty cool for 1977.
Yeah, I mean, it's been touched up a little bit. They were on
originally a bunch of dialogue or something. In the land speeder sequence, and it just wasn't working. It was pretty shitty.
Hey, it's
the
Bantha.
First cut of this movie was completely different looking.
Oh, I also read that there's supposedly a 6-hour cut of The Phantom Menace, and it's supposed to be awesome. And to that, I say, what the fuck bullshit. Are you talking
he
about?
He definitely cut the wrong stuff.
A 2.5 hour version was horrible. I can't imagine adding 3.5 more hours is going to make it good.
Is it possible that they accidentally edited the footage that he ditched and then he was like, fuck it, just release it. I don't care. I got a deadline. It's all about selling toys.
Jar Jar Binks.
Come on, let's go have a look. Come on. Well.
So those are just elephants with coats on, right?
Yeah, woolly mammoths.
They're sand people, all right. I can see one of them now.
With ram horns. So they ride banthas, which have tusks.
Do it.
They're called Tuscan Raiders. Oh, you can see it. The edit.
Yeah. He kind of went backwards.
Yeah, originally the actor in the Tuscan Raider outfit just put his arms up once and yelled. And the editors, when they were putting this together, decided to reverse the footage and play it back and forth to make him shake his arms like that.
And it's something that watching it on VHS, you wouldn't pick up on. But now that it's a high-def transfer, you notice those kind of things. Also, we were kids, and now we have an editor's eye for things as well.
Yeah, you and I have both edited professionally.
I think that sound effect got enhanced a bit.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dragon was he pretending to be?
I can't remember.
I have no reason to know, but I did know that at one time. It wasn't a Komodo.
Yeah, they changed. They definitely changed the sound that he made in some way. Originally, I always thought when I was a kid he was doing the R2-D2,
scream, right?
Like he was doing.
And there's what Ewan McGregor turned into in a decade 17 and a half. Years.
Come here, my little friend.
I smoked a lot of meth.
Well, don't worry, he'll be all right.
That's how you get in touch with past Jedi Qui-Gon.
Yeah,
is really just a hallucination.
You've had a busy day. You're fortunate to be all in one piece.
Ben? Ben Kenobi? Boy, am I glad to see you.
It's weird. I was just talking about you yesterday.
I was just looking for you here. Luke,
what brings you out this far?
This little droid.
I think he's now, should he recognize him?
But I've never seen such devotion in a droid before.
They cross paths before. Granted, there's a lot of R2 units.
Yeah, but R2 specifically
paired
saved,
with
like, directly saved his life multiple times.
A protocol droid. Like, where have I seen the two of you paired up? That looks familiar.
Now, that's a name I've not heard in a long time. A long time.
About 17 years, you'd say?
He said he was dead.
Oh, he's not dead. Not yet.
Well, you know him.
Well, of course I know him. He's me.
They do look alike.
Get the fuck out of here.
By the name of Obi-Wan since all before you were born.
Nah, like, false. False.
Mm. Seem to remember ever owning a droid?
Yeah, but you've...
Very interesting.
It's not that interesting. It's... I think you better get sure, you didn't own him.
Like, dude, 17 years ago for me was like when my daughter was born. Granted, there's some things from that time frame I have forgotten, but I can recall people I met and hung out with quite a bit during that time of my life.
Yeah.
Where am I? I must have taken a bad step.
So he's just pretending this whole time that he doesn't know the droids?
Maybe.
Like it's part
I don't think I can make it. You
being in hiding and
no
tricking Luke into
I'm done.
Joining the greater good?
No, you're not. What kind of talk is that?
Because he's been keeping an eye on him, quotation fingers, right?
Yeah.
This whole time from afar.
Oh, my
and that's why Luke knows who he is and he's heard of him.
That's
but
what your uncle told you. He didn't hold with your father's ideals, thought he should have stayed here and not gotten involved.
You fought in the Clone Wars?
Yes. I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father.
Except your father was batshit crazy.
Star pilot in the galaxy.
Your father was cray-cray.
And a cunning warrior. I understand you've become quite a good pilot yourself.
You have an awful lot of information about me, mister.
Right.
for you.
Oh, he got his mustard stains out, and now they're replaced by patches. Old Patches Kenobi over here. That's what they call me now. I haven't been called Obi-Wan.
Some damn fool idealistic crusade.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So in the first movie, we got to swear.
Sure, go ahead.
We had ass two movies ago.
Father's lightsaber.
And we've had hell.
We have had hell. Jedi
Knight. Yeah,
so it's yet to come.
Fuck.
Random as a
shit. I don't think there's a cunt in Star Wars.
Civilized.
Sometimes when they say can't with an English accent.
Yes, I can't do that.
Yeah, sometimes when it's, you know. You can't do that.
So they just had 3PO shut off, so that way they didn't have to worry about him doing anything here for the digital effects. Like, he's just stationary.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, when we animate the lightsaber, we don't have to worry about 3PO messing with it.
Who was a pupil of mine until he turned to evil. Helped the Empire hunt down and destroy the Jedi Knights.
Also killed about 20 kids.
He betrayed and murdered your father.
Alec Guinness puts his hand to his mouth and killed younglings.
Yes.
Vader was seduced by the dark side
and
of the Force.
And also by your mother's butt.
The Force is what gives the Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together.
No mention of midichlorians at all.
But a mention of penetration.
But yes, it does penetrate. So I guess that's the immaculate...
Feel the Force move through you.
And where you come from.
Oh, there she is.
Part of the message
I seem to have found it.
General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone War.
Yep, we already found that out.
He begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person... But my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the rebellion into the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know.
No, she didn't. She didn't even know it was going to go in an R2 unit, did she? She handed the disc off to...
No, she did it in the beginning of this movie in the little tunnel.
Oh, that's right. They did get the disc to her. And then she had her weird computer-generated smile.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you think? I thought it was a shit movie myself.
You must learn the ways of the Force if you're to come with me to Alderaan.
Alderaan? I'm not going to
Did I
Alderaan.
Stutter?
That looking scared. I was like,
bitch, you sound like your dad.
Excuse me.
I'm getting too old for this sort of thing.
I'm too old for this
Yeah,
shit.
he is Murtaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Get involved.
Don't look at me with those eyes.
I never could resist a young Skywalker.
There's nothing I can do about it right now. It's a long way from here.
That's your uncle talking.
Oh, boy, my uncle. How am I ever going to explain this?
3PO's not moving again. He was moving just a little bit ago.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, when Luke was sitting next to him.
Huh.
Look, I can take you as far as Anchorhead.
Is he a puppet?
You can get a transport there to Mos Eisley or wherever you're going.
You must do what you feel is right, of course.
What's he looking at?
I don't know.
All the time.
Until this battle station is fully operational, we are vulnerable.
Like a
Rebel
pile down there.
They're more dangerous than you realize.
The party corner over here. The empties and...
Not to this battle.
This guy is such a dick.
The rebellion will continue to gain a support in the Imperial
Senate. John Mulaney over there.
Have you seen his new show with the kids?
Uh-uh.
I haven't either, but I've heard it's great.
Word that the Emperor has dissolved the council permanently.
We've all got, like, the last coffee thermoses.
The oh, wait, it's, swept away. Yeah, they're like Yeti cups or something. And that's actual Peter Cushing. Liver spots and
who
all.
Looks kind Fear. Of we'll keep the younger than he did last
yeah.
movie.
Fear of this battle station.
And what of the rebellion? If the rebels have obtained a complete technical readout of this station, it is possible, however unlikely, that they might find a weakness and exploit it.
The plans you refer to will soon be back in our hands.
Any attack made by the rebels against this station would be a useless gesture, no matter what technical data they've obtained.
Now, while this isn't really exciting, it's better than talking about trade disputes in Phantom Menace.
Yeah. To destroy a planet is insignificant.
You know, now whenever I see Vader's helmet, you know,
you can tell the difference. Like, I'm looking at the original prop here, not nearly as shiny,
and I just keep wanting to, like, open it up and have a bunch of action figures inside.
Yeah.
Like, I just think of the carrying case.
Did you have the 3PO one, too?
Uh-huh.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Hey, Sam Elliott.
Enough of this. Vader.
Never noticed who was in this before.
As you wish.
This bickering is pointless. Now, Lord Vader will provide us with the location of the rebel fortress.
What are those things in our pockets?
We will then crush the rebellion like with one swift stroke.
Space pins.
Rewards. Not rewards. Awards. What am I going to say?
Is that a dead Jawa? That's a lot of dead Jawas.
Did you notice as a kid that 3PO has the one silver leg? I've never heard them hitting
anything this big before. I think so.
But we are meant to think.
I didn't notice until the toys came out with the more accurate toys, and I was like, wait, what? And look more closely and realize. Yeah.
I used to have the old, I think it was about a foot and a half tall Darth Vader and Chewbacca figures. I used to play with those a bunch. Those were like the only ones I had until I got older and like started buying them for myself.
Yeah. Yep, again, because I had brothers. I had like I had the original action figures with the lightsabers like I was.
Yeah, my cousins had all of them, so I would just play with them at their house.
Final capes.
And which that would annoy them because they had them like on display, and then here comes little Dustin over to the house who actually wants to play with the toys because I'm a kid. So then like I would play with them carefully. I did take care of things, but then they'd have to rearrange them back after I left.
Yeah.
So they would always know when Dustin had been over to visit.
See, my cousin Rick had like every toy from the Star Wars universe, starting from the original toys. His parents even bought him like 20 stormtroopers.
Would
have an actual fleet.
It's their dead carcasses. Squadron.
Yeah, here we see.
They did not make action figures of those.
I mean, much of a carcass there.
Yeah, they went straight to bone. You know what's really bad for moisture farming? Bodies on fire.
Bad for business.
It's going to dry up all that moisture you've been trying to grow all year.
How do you grow moisture?
Don't ask me, I'm not a moisture farmer.
Hi.
And now, Your Highness, we will discuss the location of your hidden rebel base.
Quiet, Dad, I don't want to talk.
A droid just like came around the corner like a Muppet.
Like, yeah, hello. With a syringe.
She must be Janice.
Yay, it's time for your flu shot.
That was the hairstyle that Leia has, is the one that inspired all of the hairstyles we've seen before
this movie. Is R2 burning them still?
I love the smell of Jawa in the morning.
And he just kind of tosses it.
Yeah. Any last words? There we go.
You'd have been killed, too. And the droids would now be in the hands of the Empire.
I'll come with you to Alderaan. There's nothing for me here now. I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Be careful what you wish for. It may cost you your right hand.
Seeing a lot of ships above Mos Eisley.
We'll never find the more wretched hive.
Here comes another special edition.
And let's see what
there's one of the things.
The dinosaur is from Lost World.
They made a figure of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a totally different. This is, hey, computers have been invented.
nice little thing that we see here. Yeah.
And what did you think of all this being added? Unnecessary?
Totally unnecessary, and not very well done.
Just a cash grab? Or do you think it was done genuinely? Like, I think this will add to it somehow. Or, hey, let's try and revive this.
I think that he actually wanted to do it because it really is how he envisioned it, but didn't have the budget or capability at the time. I think that's true.
I haven't seen the special edition cut in a long time, so seeing these edits and stuff, it's been quite a while, because I always watch my original versions, because that's what I grew up and loved watching, not this stuff.
Not this shit.
I mean, whatever. But that thing looks totally out of place back there.
Yeah, it looks like a bad special effect.
When I first saw it, it was this.
Yeah.
With these things, and I remember thinking, wait, when was this?
One of these things is not like the other.
Really think we're going to find a pilot here?
It really kind of just ages the movie even more, because the rest of it doesn't look digital. It's just little, it's almost like when you had those stickers as a kid, what were the something forms that would come off and you could stick them back on the playset again.
Color forms?
Color forms. It's like, it looks like a color form sticker that's on a playmat.
At least this isn't touched up yet.
We'll see.
That was a new one. That's vaping. So yeah, most of this all looks real. I do think the special edition version we're watching is the best one for us to watch for this show recording.
Yeah.
But we would all prefer
Tony Savalas
watching the original version.
Yeah.
But this one provides some extra stuff to talk about. Hey, there's Phillips. Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
What a Wookiee. There's the little...
We don't serve that guy here.
What?
You're a droid. They'll have to wait outside. We don't want
to. Share.
Let's wait out by the speeder. We don't want any trouble.
I heartily agree with you, sir.
Kenny Baker's getting excited back there.
Ah, Greedo.
Oh, it's the
Pwn
butt alien.
Da Baba. How often do you touch a bartender?
I think a bartender would hit him in this atmosphere.
Yeah. Hey, mister. And all these things have names.
That's like a sock
that
puppet.
The guy on the right was added in. There's Hammerhead or whatever.
I had him. Never noticed that skull dude in the background. Walrus man.
Cuckoo ca-choo.
He doesn't like you.
I'm sorry.
His lips don't move right.
My dad quoted like this all the time. He doesn't like you. I don't like you either.
Yeah. I want to know what he was really saying, because his mouth did not say that.
Yeah.
You'll be dead.
This little one's not worth the effort. Come, let me get you something.
I have to fix my cleft palate. Arm on the floor.
Whoa.
With blood. Greedo just hanging out there.
Yeah. Or is it just a different...
And as you were. Nothing to see here.
And Chewie's like, whatever. Well, gee, that Laugh was up, nothing Fuzzball. Like this scene in Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Chewbacca here is first mate on a ship that might suit us.
That guy.
The guy with the cigarette I know. Holder.
I don't like the look of this.
Oh, song number two. Do they add a singer? Because I feel like that was what they were doing with all these movies. They were adding... Singer. Another singer character.
I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
There he is.
Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed.
Chewie's eyes moving around a lot there.
You've never heard of the Millennium
Falcon? Peter Mayhew's eyes darting around. You've ever heard the original footage where Peter Mayhew's actually talking when Chewie has lines?
I don't think so.
Because the lines were written into the script, and that's what Han and everybody else is always reacting to, is like, Chewie will growl. What he's actually saying is, what a strange old man. And then Han says, boy, you said it, Chewie. Where'd you dig up
really?
That old fossil? And in the original footage, you hear it's like he's reacting, and you hear Peter Mayhew go, what a strange old man. It's fucking hilarious.
Let's just say we'd like to avoid any imperial entanglements.
Well, that's the real trick, isn't it?
He just looked at the camera.
Mm-hmm.
See, I always watch Han in this scene, so I'm watching Chewie instead.
10,000? I lost by our own ship for that.
But who's going to fly it, kid?
Is that like a J.J. Abrams lens flare there?
Yeah. 3PO was reflecting in the desert a lot and also given that J.J. Abrams lens flare look. So really it worked when Abrams did it with Force Awakens. And a lot in The Rise of Skywalker.
We'll leave as soon as you're ready. Docking Bay 94.
Oh, I think it's time for some more special edition footage soon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there he is.
And there's that Rodarian or whatever that I'm supposed to be looking for. Move along.
He's got one of those electronic candles. Oh, wow, the eye holes there looked really rough. Uh-huh. Never noticed that.
Get back to the ship. Get it ready.
You'll have to sell your speeder.
That's okay. I'm never coming back to this planet again.
Lies.
Yes, Greedo. As a matter of fact, I was just going to see your boss. Tell Jabba that I've got his money.
Song pitare. Maratam tita makichita. Jabba wa ninchiko babushan.
Not for long.
Yeah, but this time
money. Brianna, how familiar are you with this scene and the controversy behind this scene?
I don't have
I'm not.
Okay, originally, it's a big deal because originally...
Hashtag Han shot first.
Right. He's, you know, he knows his life is threatened right now, so he just fires his gun on this guy before this guy can kill him. And then it was re-edited for the special edition to make it look very poorly.
My dead body.
Like Han did.
That's the idea.
It was self-defense.
Yeah.
Right, so here we go.
I bet you have.
Oh.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And for some reason now he says McClunky, which I guess is what inspires Han to get defensive. That was the thing that was added. Is
and the laser McClunky. The laser blast.
What does that mean?
Doesn't look good either.
Yes, I'll bet you have McClunky. And originally it was just, yes, I'll bet you have.
Boom. Bang. And he killed Greedo. And he's dead.
Now all of a sudden there's this. Final checkout is completed. All systems good, the bad, and the ugly, poorly edited shootout. She would respond to but not until Greedo says,
are they going to waterboard Princess Leia? Time you demonstrated the full power of this station. Oh, no, we're just going to kill a planet.
Lock the door, R2.
And hope they don't have blasters.
All right, check this side of the street.
That thing was
that's
added.
A street?
Yeah,
it's more like an alley at best.
Yeah.
Can't drive a vehicle through there.
3PO looks like he has a little voice box. Like he was smoking. Like he has a General Grievous. I don't know what all this trouble
is about, but I'm sure... Hey, R2.
You watch your language.
You watch your language.
All right, give it to me. I'll take it.
What is that thing in the background?
Oh yeah, I like that droid.
Way in the back, it has like googly eyes.
I did not see googly eyes.
Oh, there's the elephant spy.
It's Trumpy. There's Greedo, still alive.
Yep.
McClunky.
Yeah, that guy had a Hunter S. Thompson hat.
McClunky.
Oh boy, here we go.
Here we go.
This was all added in with edited original footage.
Been waiting for you.
So this was a huge deal when this came out. Hey, Greedo's alive. Look at that.
You didn't think I was going to run, did you?
What's he doing back there?
There's a couple of them.
Oh, okay.
three of them. And there's Boba Fett.
Yep.
So now his first appearance isn't in Empire. It's in this.
If you want to talk to me, come see me yourself.
And Jabba was originally a fat man in a hairy vest.
Yep.
And then they changed him into that creature
pretty much
years
like
later.
Brian Best.
Look, Jabba, even I get bored at sometimes.
And then they had to move him up because of his tail.
And make a joke of it and make Jabba react.
Plus a little extra.
It's also fucking stupid. Han, my boogie. I remember buying into the special edition bullshit a lot more when it first came out because I was
excited about it.
But now
it was new footage. You
yeah,
to see something new.
2 years removed.
Java.
It hasn't withstood the test of time and aged well. Unlike the original movies, still hold up.
So why does he still say you're a wonderful human being?
I think it's supposed to sound like he's kind of jabbing at Jabba.
Oh, okay.
He's jabbing the Hutt.
It was lost on me, apparently.
Yeah, it's almost like it's like a derogatory statement kind of thing. Like, I don't know. It's almost species.
Q-bert.
It is the Q-bert sound.
And he's got the long nose. Hey,
what
you guys
piece of junk.
Missed the party.
To make 0.5 past light speed.
And that was supposed to be, you know, the big reveal of, you know, the reaction, like the first time we see the Falcon. So. What a piece of junk. But now we've already seen it because of the whole Jabba thing. There's the dice.
Yep.
Hello, sir.
We still don't know why he has them and where they came from.
I wish they were large and fuzzy.
That'll be another spinoff. Just the story of the dice. They get their own Star Wars story.
It did say that in this movie, all that you really see them is that one time that Chewie
bumps it with his head.
Love that reaction.
There's a lot of characters bumping their heads on things in this movie.
Chewie, get us out of here!
So the last time we saw the Millennium Falcon, it was like...
how much I hate space travel.
Spotless. It was brand new and clean.
Yeah.
Lando had taken good care of it.
Now not so much.
Now it's got Wookiee stains all over it.
Do you think they have hairballs? You would have to assume, right?
No, they shave those.
But he'll be here for another 2 hours, folks.
Try and hold him off. Angle of deflection.
Probably longer than that. We're not an hour into this yet. You can see it's squares.
Weird little
mad
effect.
They're gonna try and cut us off.
I think they would have fixed that.
Run them? I thought you said this thing was fast.
Like the stars aren't the same shade of black.
To jump to hyperspace. Besides, I know a few maneuvers.
Bright flashes.
When the fun begins. How long before you can make the jump to light speed?
Take a few moments to get the coordinates from the navicomputer.
You kidding? At the rate they're gaining? Traveling through hyperspacing like Dustin Crops.
Hey, that's my name. Dustin Crops. Dustin Crops, boy.
Hey, that's the name of the show. To bring it back to Ron Howard.
Illusionary deflector shield. Don't trap yourselves in. I'm going to make a jump to light speed.
See, Han says it makes 0.5 past light speed, but we never really find out in what context that means anything. Because we don't know... really how fast.
But he made the Kessel run in 12 parsecs.
Yes. And this, does he say less than 12 parsecs?
Probably. He already was fibbing the first time.
Yeah.
Because he said he was rounding down.
Mm-hmm.
I should have expected to find you holding Vader's leash. I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Oh, he smelled nasty.
Of a British accent.
Yeah.
To the last. You don't know how hard I found it, signing the order to terminate your life.
I'm surprised you had the courage to take the responsibility yourself.
Princess Leia, before your execution...
Her mom is...
I would like you to
was Debbie Reynolds. Star of Halloween
no star
Down.
Carrie Fisher was hilarious. In every interview I saw her in talking about Star Wars, she
Not after
just totally
we
cracked me up.
Power.
She said that the dialogue to this, they were on set just being
you
like,
have determined the choice
who talks
the
like
planet.
This? Like, she really had
Shakespeare
to act
in space
to make
Since
it sound natural.
To provide us with the location of the rebel base, I have chosen to test this station's destructive power on your home.
Does he have a stray hair? Like right above his ear?
Alderaan is peace, but we have no weapons. You can't
You will
possibly...
prefer another target?
A basketball is
target,
a peaceful
then
planet.
Then name the system. I grow tired of asking this, so it'll be the last time. Where is the rebel base?
Dantooine. It rhymes with Tatooine.
Right.
Dantooine.
Because he was out of planet name.
Mr. Tooine was just like, I'll name this one after my son Dan. I'll name this one after Tat.
Dantooine. It's part of the Jagobah system.
But don't worry. We will deal with your rebel friends soon enough.
Balderaan. They're on Balderaan.
Commence primary ignition.
All right. Pull that lever that does its thing. Whoop, whoop.
And fade in.
Why are they cowering from that thing going off? Do you think they know what it does?
Right.
This is cool.
Are you all right? What's wrong?
I felt a great
just a little headache.
Force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced.
Like that time your dad killed a bunch of children. Did I tell you about that?
Younglings.
Well, you can forget your troubles with those Imperial slugs. I told you I'd outrun them.
Don't everybody thank me at once. Anyway, we should be at Alderaan about 0200 hours.
They use military time.
No, he was trying to think. We'll be there in 0200 hours.
Those look like the toys in the Small Soldiers movie.
Well, this is
what are they called?
This is some sort of chess game.
The Garganoids were the
Never saw it.
Oh, I used to love that.
Even with Kirsten Dunst being in it, I did not see it.
It was I think Joe Dante directed it.
What? I was a fan of hers back then.
Wookiees are known to do that.
I forgot she was in it.
Let the Wookiee win.
I see your point, sir. I suggest a new strategy.
Look how Chewie looks so proud when Han says he'll rip someone's arms off. Like, he's very aware that it's an inappropriate thing to do.
Are you finished yet? Can I have my lightsaber back?
Are those packing peanuts in the back behind Luke? Or giant bags of coke?
Oh, it's, pillows? Maybe? Remember,
that's what got George Lucas through the movie.
Pillows?
Also yes.
Nothing but down for Mr. Lucas.
Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid.
You don't believe in the Force, do you?
Nice little effect edit there on the lightsaber shutting off. He moves a little bit.
But I've never seen anything to make me believe there's one all-powerful force controlling everything.
That's heresy.
No mystical energy field controls my death.
There's a little blue sockets off to the right. Looked like Spock's viewfinder in the Bridge of the Enterprise.
Again,
oh, that's right. Sorry. Sorry.
It'll still it's lost on me, too.
An act on instinct.
With the blast shield down, I can't even see. How am I supposed to fight?
Your eyes can deceive
you. This reminds me of the scene in Caddyshack when Chevy Chase is teaching the kid how to play golf.
You just had to put that little flap over his eyes, and all of a sudden he's doubting the Force, too. Right.
Be the ball, Danny. Be the ball.
See? You can do it.
I call it luck.
In my experience, there's no such thing as luck.
Look, good against remotes is one.
Star Trek jokes didn't he make while I was gone?
Just the one.
Oh, wow. That was your chance.
I compared this Jedi training scene to Chevy Chase teaching Danny how to play golf in Caddyshack.
Bless you.
Step into a larger world.
You didn't have to hold it in. That probably hurts. holding.
Like Vader holding onto that chair is kind of cracking me up for some reason.
Just casually like he's standing there.
Come sit here.
Right, he's a maitre d'.
Your host will be right with you. Surrounding systems.
She lied. She lied to us.
I told you she would never consciously betray the rebellion.
Terminate her immediately.
Wrong movie.
Now, on the disc that I had, that line is where disc one ended and we had to switch sides. So disc two opened with them going through light speed and coming out of hyperdrive.
What's going on?
Our position's correct, except no Alderaan.
What do you mean? Where is it?
So I'm trying to tell you, kid, it ain't
looking
there.
At it.
Totally blown away.
What? How?
Destroyed by the Empire.
The entire star.
Remember that time I thought I was having gas?
More firepower than I've.
This was it.
There's another ship coming in.
We still did the same thing.
Imperial fighter.
It followed us!
No, it's a short-range fighter.
Are there any bases around here? Where did it come from?
Sure is leaving in a big hurry. If they identify us, we're in big trouble.
Are you familiar with the camera effect that Lucas invented, essentially? I think, anyway, it was his special effects team that pioneered it.
A fighter that size couldn't get this deep into space on its own.
He must have gotten lost, been part of a convoy.
Instead of having the ships
flying, ain't gonna be around long enough
flying,
to tell anybody about us.
Which is what most sci-fi movies did.
Look at me,
they made cameras that moved toward the ship and away from the ship,
gotcha.
So it had a more fluid look to it.
Yeah, you
and
can,
that's why
you can totally tell.
Looks so good.
It's a space station.
No, it's too big to be a space station.
Very bad feeling about it.
There you go.
Yeah, I think you're right. Full reverse. Chewie, lock in the auxiliary power.
Chewie, lock in the artillery power.
Why are we still moving towards it?
We're caught in a tractor beam that's pulling us in.
There's got to be something you can do.
There's nothing I can do about it, kid. I'm full power. I'm going to have to shut down. They're not going to get me without a fight.
You can't win, but there are also...
You can't win.
Haha, he said it. He said it.
He said the C word.
Heard it.
Star Wars cunt.
You got really excited.
It's an excuse to say a word that normally I actually don't like saying.
I only say it to annoy her, so it's in limited doses.
That's love.
Yep.
Marriage. An excuse to say cunt.
To your station.
There is a documentary that's on Disney Plus about the making of the trilogy.
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
It's good. Some of the information that I've talked about today came from that.
We've captured a freighter entering the remains of the Alderaan system.
Is it a new documentary?
It's from 2004.
I may have seen it then, but I'd still watch it anyway.
Hey, his thing on his stomach is crooked.
Yeah, it's probably... double-sided taped on there.
Yeah.
So what are the circle and the lines on the back of their things for?
I don't know. I used to wonder that.
They're like Lego bricks, so they can connect together.
I thought it said, oh, when I was a kid.
Did you find any droids?
No, sir. If there were any on board, they must also have jettisoned.
Send a scanning crew aboard.
All these pasty-faced British guys play villains.
Yeah, what's he? He's a five yellow guy. What is that?
What do his switches on his little chest plate do?
They make fart sounds. Different one.
It's that shut up machine that's like, go to hell, go to hell.
Actually,
what
it is it changes his voice tone.
Yeah.
So, like, he sounds like Barry White when you press the other one. He sounds like Red Fox. I'm trying to think of other... black actors of the late 70s, Rudy Ray Moore, Richard Roundtree.
That music right there that John Williams did is an intentional ripoff of Bernard Herrmann. It's the music at the end of Psycho that...
Well, he said he was a hack.
Music. And, yep, that's why some people say that he's a hack.
Only borrow from the best.
But then again, yeah, if he's a hack, George Lucas is a hack, because he stole from Kurosawa and John Ford and John Huston and...
The ship's all yours. If the scanners pick up anything, report it immediately.
The makers of all the 1930s serials. Now you can see the lens cap.
We're just going to stand here and wait to get shot.
I think it'd be fun to add dialogue between these stormtroopers.
Give us a hand with this.
Okay. I know he said for us to just stay right here, but I mean, what's the harm in helping?
TK-421, why aren't you at your post?
TK-421,
do you copy?
That's another.
Is that a band name?
Stupid trivia bit of knowledge that is like a common question. Like, what's the name of the stormtrooper? Yeah.
Take over. We've got a bad transmit. I'll see what I can do.
So-and-so
pretends to be... Oh, snap.
Ooh, what a way to go. Bitch slapped by a Wookiee.
I don't know where the bathroom is, Chewie. Just look around.
You know, between his howling and your blasting everything...
I think this is the scene coming up that I saw where Peter Mayhew was talking.
It's
Chewie.
We found the computer outlet, sir.
Plug in. You should be able to interpret the entire Imperial network.
I remember hearing once that Anthony Daniels was kind of mean to Kenny Baker.
Really?
Yeah, and I had that reaction too. I was kind of surprised. I don't know how accurate that was.
Kenny Baker is the little man inside R2-D2.
The tractor beam is coupled to the main.
We haven't really talked about him as much.
A power loss at one of the terminals.
He's in Time Bandits too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think you boys can help.
Which I think is being remade.
I bargained for on this trip already.
I want to go with you.
Be patient, Luke. Stay in.
By Terry Gilliam.
They must be delivered.
By I think. Systems will suffer the same fate as Alderaan. I'm never sure how to pronounce his name, because I don't think I've ever heard it pronounced. Taika Waititi.
Oh, okay. I might be okay with that.
Yeah.
The other name that came to mind, which I don't know if he's even made a film recently, Michel Gondry.
Yeah.
I would be interested in his take on Time Bandits.
Well, you said it, Chewie. Where did you dig up that old fossil?
Yeah, so imagine that thing Chewie just did, except while his hands are up on his hips, he goes, that old man is mad.
Who do you think?
Was that on that documentary, or?
I saw that on YouTube, and then I think it might have been used on the documentary as well.
Well, who? Who has he found? Princess Leia. The princess? She's here?
Princess.
Where is she?
Princess, what's going on?
You didn't say nothing about no princess. That's going to cost you more.
Level 5, detention block.
I think we're so far into the marathon that my tongue is starting to, like, sound like I'm actually drunk. Like, I'm starting to kind of slur when I talk.
Yeah.
My God.
No. We've got to do something. What are you talking about? The droids belong to her. She's the one in the message. We got to help her.
Now, look, don't get any funny ideas. The old man wants us to wait right here.
But he didn't know she was here.
What are these random buttons? There's not even
not
labels.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, press the third blue button on the left column.
Marching into the detention area is not what I had in mind.
It's actually kind of a good idea to make sure that if somebody does hijack the room...
They don't know what they're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's what George Lucas was thinking, because he put a lot of thought into his movies when he wrote them.
There's just people running around back there with flashlights, shining lights in the holes or something.
Powerful. Listen, if you were to rescue her, the reward would be...
Now, I know we talked about that...
More than you can imagine.
Return of the Jedi originally was Revenge of the Jedi, but did we talk about why the name was changed? I can't remember. We've talked so much Star Wars.
I don't think so.
What's your plan?
He changed it back again to Return of the Jedi. Because he realized, and this was like 3 weeks before the movie came out, that a Jedi wouldn't seek revenge.
Yeah, it's a very anti-Jedi thing.
Yeah, which is really pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Don't worry,
George.
To everybody but the creator, I guess.
Master Luke, sir, pardon me for asking, but what should Artu and I do if we're discovered here?
Lock the door.
And hope they don't have blasters.
That isn't very reassuring.
That was Chewie just going, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's him saying, fuck off. It worked. Oh, they do have their holsters.
There was a shot of Chewie a second ago where he looked more like the other Wookiee that was in Solo. That
Kind of
like a mummified Wookiee. Is that Eric Idle? That was Eric Idle.
Could have been. Who knows? I don't think famous people were doing cameos in this one.
I can't see a thing in this helmet.
Well, that explains their accuracy. With their weapons, if you can't see anything.
Yeah, this movie did have a lot of comedic moments. I can see why they kept trying to do that in the prequels. I feel like a lot of the paint job on this set, you can tell is spray paint, because it's like in rows, you can see them, see where they were zigzagging.
A lot of walking going on right now. Hey, let's show those people walking. Cut to that guy walking. You know who we haven't seen walk? That other guy. See, let's show that.
Phantom Menace was a good prequel and origin story, because it was just Obi-Wan walking into rooms looking up.
Oh, hey. What's up?
It walked in like it was a bank stick up in a Coen Brothers
movie.
May
I help you?
Cell block 1138.
He said that like he was interested.
What is this tall glass of water?
Oh, psych.
British actors die so gracefully.
The mouth opening in Chewbacca's mouth is bothering me now that I can really see it.
Yeah.
It's like nostrils inside the back of his throat.
We all thought Harrison Ford's acting in this little bit here was hilarious.
Right.
And it really is.
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
What happened?
Had a slight weapons malfunction, but everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
We're sending a squad.
If this was a brand new movie, Ryan Reynolds as Han Solo.
Yeah,
like if they were casting it today.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If you're wanting this type of character, I feel he plays the smart ass hero now. That was almost like a Clark Griswold read. You know?
It was. It was a Chevy Chase skip. Oh, that's how Padme was in bed earlier.
Yep. And Luke is looking at her like Wicket the Ewok, doing like the head tilting and everything.
I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
You're who?
I'm here to rescue you. I've got your R2 unit. I'm here with Ben Kenobi.
Ben Kenobi? Where is he?
Come on.
He put his helmet back on.
You're the wizard? Luke, well, why didn't you say so?
What makes you think so?
A tremor in the Force.
Oh, we saw that movie recently. Tremors. I rewatched that. I hadn't seen in a long time.
Don't underestimate.
It is okay.
Fred Ward is pretty much cheesy in everything. If you ask me.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kevin Bacon wasn't much better in that movie.
Princess.
And then he had Michael Gross and Reba McEntire thrown in.
If you're right.
You can tell those chairs are spray painted too.
Escape is not his plan. I must face him alone.
Oh, that one guy back there has his arms crossed a lot more defiantly and angrier than the other one. He's trying to get noticed.
With each other. Yeah.
Guys, get Gary's corpse out of the way.
Well, how'd you like to be the first stormtrooper to just run into blaster fire after a door was shot open?
Cut off our only escape route.
Maybe you'd like it back in your cell, Your Highness.
C-3PO, are there any other ways out of the cell bay? We've been cut off. God, I didn't copy.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. That's why you didn't hear anything. I'm trying to think right now.
Only way in or out. All other information on your level is restricted.
He needs a good polishing.
Oh, yeah. He'll get one at the end. Everybody else is going to get a medal.
He's
going to get a bag.
He's a big mess right now.
I can't hold off forever. Now what?
Some rescue. You came in here. Did you have a plan for getting out?
Eat the brains, sweetheart.
Did you say eat your brains?
Yep.
Okay.
Into the garbage, flyboy.
Flyboy?
Yeah.
That's apparently now a common insult in the Star Wars universe.
Get in there, you big
guy. Yeah, how dare you fly? Like, that's an insult.
Everybody gets
like
around
being able to fly.
It's like today being like, yeah, whatever, drive boy.
I'm gonna kill her, I'm beginning to like
Uber boy.
Yeah. That was kind of a... I don't know if that line would fly today. Okay.
He wahooed in.
Is that all styrofoam?
Yeah, kind of sounds like it.
Painted.
Yeah, it doesn't have any
like
weight to it.
It's coming apart up there, and it's definitely...
Oh, that's definitely styrofoam.
Get away from there!
There might be some packing peanuts in here. Whoop. Just react. We don't know what it's going to look like either.
Why is this magnetically sealed?
What's that thing away? You're going to get us all killed.
Absolutely, Your Worship. Look, I had everything under control until you let us down here. You know, it's not going to take them long to figure out what happened to us.
Could be worse.
Could be raining.
You had to say it.
There's something alive in here.
You know never to say that.
So, yeah, this could be that,
that one creature.
Same species as that creature in the beginning of Solo.
You see that? What?
Well, Solo should have some experience
the vampire,
with
them.
Yeah, the vampire, tube
vampire
snake.
Slug.
Yeah. At least they left that alone.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, I don't think that looks...
It's not a great
nice.
Effect, but they didn't, like, make it worse.
Yeah, this is all supposed to be steel, right? It's just floating in the water. And I think that thing draped over the back is the rubber mats they have at server stations at restaurants.
Yeah. Even the door sounded plastic. It was like banging on.
You can see where the seams meet and some of the garbage here.
Well, that was just nasty.
Suspenseful.
Help him! What happened?
I don't know! Just let go of me and disappear!
Well, that's odd.
I got a bad feeling about this.
All right. Again.
That's what started it all.
No, I thought Luke said it earlier.
He did?
Yeah, when they were in the Falcon.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So now getting... that's the second time it's been said by a different character this time.
Help me!
Obi-Wan. You're my only hope, so who else would she be calling to right now?
Yeah, she,
Ernest, Scared Stupid uses this gag. Ernest gets in a trash compactor in his garbage truck and tries using a muffler to do this with similar results.
Haven't we seen that kind of scene in, like, probably 20
bump
to
your head.
30 different
there
movies?
There he goes. He totally ran his head into the wall. Or the door, I guess. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They're heading for the prison level. If you hurry, you might catch them.
It's been used a bunch of times, but that's the one I think of the most.
Of course it is.
You stand guard.
Don't hit any doors on your way out.
Come on.
Have you heard about the documentary that was made trying to find the stormtrooper, the guy that played the stormtrooper that bumped his head on the door?
No.
I think it was just released.
I've seen my fair share of, like, fan documentaries about Star Wars, but no, I have not seen that one.
I think it, like, narrows it down to three guys. It's almost like trying to find out who Beethoven wrote that love letter about. But it's just to find out who bumped his head on the door.
Oh, it's bending. Multiple ways. Is that bubble wrap?
I think it is. Yep.
Rabio! Rabio, will you come in?
They aren't here. Something must have happened to them. See if they've been captured. Hurry.
1 thing's for sure, we're all going to be a lot thinner.
I don't think I would find the humor in that at this particular moment.
Yeah, that's the moment you just shoot Han. Like, oh, dying anyway.
Thank goodness they haven't found them. Where could they be? Use the comm link. Oh my! I forgot. I turned it off.
Yeah, way to go.
Are you there, sir?
3PO?
We've had some problems.
Will you shut up and listen to me? Shut down all the garbage bashers on the detention level, will you? Do you copy? Shut down all the garbage bashers on the detention level! Shut down all the garbage bashers on the detention level!
No! Shut them all down! Hurry!
I feel like R2 could have heard that and just been proactive and started doing it anyways.
Yeah.
Before C-3PO was like, oh, you do this now.
What?
I always thought this was pretty funny.
Curse my metal body. I wasn't fast enough. It's all my fault. My poor master.
We're all right.
More random buttons up above their heads.
Oh, you can tell that we've hit that point. We're just watching Star Wars right now.
Yeah.
There is no podcasting happening.
We still have another one after this.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That one should be
something. That one's not as entertaining, so it's probably going to be easier to
talk through.
Yeah.
We are 13 and a half hours in.
Ooh, that's a lot of Star Wars.
It is 9:08 p.m., and
I must find that tractor beam.
I always liked this sound effect too.
The beam.
Yeah.
It's kind of a soothing, almost like a cat purring sound effect.
Just avoid any more female advice. We gotta be.
Whoa.
Oh, I'd never noticed that before.
Me neither. How did that always just sort of.
That was almost a. Wow.
You're feeling attacked.
That was a tease.
Here, you big coward.
For all those people on the set, that she's just flaunting her sleeves around.
I wondered, because she kind of patted herself down when they first came onto the screen.
She had billowy sleeves that you could see right down, that somehow neither of us had ever noticed. I don't think that was a special edition cut. I don't think they added that in.
Regular reports, please. Right.
TPS reports.
Do you know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
So, did you catch that game last night?
Right.
Man, Moff Tarkin, what an asshole, right?
Right. Wow.
They say it's quite a thing to see.
Worst stormtroopers ever. Maybe he's Jedi mind tricking him right now.
Let's hope.
There she is.
C-3PO, do you copy?
Yes, sir.
Are you safe?
For the moment.
Is it safe?
We're in the main hangar across from the ship.
There's some stormtroopers, but based on what I've been seeing, I think we can take them.
Nice, come on.
It's them. Blast them.
And they all
they ran away.
You blast them.
Why does he always duck when he runs?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Run away! Run away!
Pew pew!
I think we took a wrong turn.
At Albuquerque?
That echo was added.
Yeah, about that. I remember this being one of the levels on the video game I had, mm-hmm. where you were like where Luke and Leia are, and you were shooting up at the stormtroopers in different windows.
There it is.
Yep, Wilhelm scream.
Here, hold it.
I was telling Seth a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away that now that Disney owns Star Wars, I kept waiting to hear a Goofy yell come from a character, but it has yet to happen. This would have been a good opportunity when they fly across.
Who was the most likely candidate for a Goofy yell? Probably Jar Jar.
Jar Jar, unfortunately. But I think it would be funny for Luke to be like, Yahoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! As they fly across there.
She kissed him for luck.
Yep.
That, I think, was a big deal. That was a pretty big stunt.
Yeah.
This came out. And that was actually Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher doing it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Where could they be?
They're in the barrels. They got Heisenberged.
Yeah, just put the barrels on the ship. Why were they waiting until then to fire on him?
Open the blast door.
It's hard to run and shoot at the same time, maybe.
With backwards, definitely, but here we go. Showdown time. David Prowse, who is Darth Vader. In the suit. I met him. I think I've told this story before.
Yes, but this is the most appropriate time.
I'll tell it again.
For those who haven't heard it yet.
First Comic-Con I ever went to. Super excited to meet these people from this movie I love. And I get to Darth Vader. And I look at him. He looks at me. And then he looks at the lady to his left and says, "Did he pay?" Nice to meet you too, Lord Vader. Yes, I did. Can you please sign my book? And then I left.
Did you say nice to meet you too, Lord Vader?
No.
Darn.
That's unfortunate, yeah. How old were you?
16, 17.
Oh, I don't know why I was thinking of you as smaller than that.
No.
That made me sad. And to think of little Dustin being disappointed.
At least it wasn't an actor who was known for playing like a really noble good guy.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't, you know, Alec Guinness.
And then we almost could have hit him with our car later that day, which would have been ironic. He was illegally crossing a crosswalk while we were getting ready to come through.
So you got to see him twice.
We could have taken him out.
Seems okay if we can get to it. Just hope the Omega got the tractor beam out of commission.
No, wait, I gotta stay for this.
Oh.
This is important.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Some special effects guys that have a small company re-edited this lightsaber duel.
Uh-huh.
To make it more contemporary and to give Obi-Wan and Darth Vader both some more powers and abilities, and looks pretty cool. It's a bit over the top, but looks pretty cool.
Nope. Oh, I got a trick up my sleeve.
The trick he learned from Qui-Gon. Oh no.
No!
Again, I want to edit all the no's. People don't know in the Star Wars movies.
You just David Copperfield right out of there.
Oh, always thought that was kind of weird, his little checking to see if the body is under there with his foot. Like,
did
pretty
he
sure he knows that Obi-Wan's gone. Like, he knows that he force ghosted out of there. They all just got ghosted.
It looked like Luke was, like, jabbing the gun forward while she was like, pew, pew!
And Han was doing that earlier, too, when they first were running into the Millennium
Falcon. That's going to affect your aim. You don't jab the gun while you're shooting at it.
It's like, did you ever have any friends that when they played Nintendo, they would
jerk the controller
when Mario was jumping?
Every adult that ever played Nintendo.
Yeah.
That's how I will be if I attempt to play Jackson's new Star Wars game that he got on his PS4. I apparently will now jerk the controller around because that's what happens to adults.
What's the game?
Battleground 2?
Hold them off. Angle the deflector.
Star Wars Battleground 2?
I won't play.
I don't know. According to the commercial, the best Star Wars game ever made.
All right.
We'll see.
I might be purchasing that.
Can't believe he's gone.
All those powers.
I just met the guy like 2 weeks ago. If that. But I feel like I've always known him.
Buddy, we're not out of this yet.
He's heard of him. He grew up. He's like a local celebrity. Yeah. He's the local crazy guy.
Crazy Ben.
Crazy old Ben.
Crazy Maurice.
Crazy white man.
All right, so you're gonna just
I need some of the force field.
I wonder if Wookiees get dandruff.
Here they come.
If I was a Wookiee, I'd probably have it. Unfortunately. Could be. I always liked this sound effect of the TIE fighters. It sounds like somebody yelling when they go by the...
Did I just miss that? Oh, okay, I'm hearing it.
That sound.
Don't worry. We're all together.
Hear me, baby. Hold together.
Hear me, baby. Hold together.
Do you ever talk to your car like that?
No. Definitely not.
So there's just a bunch of shooting going on and things blowing up now. You'll later see this scene in Force Awakens, pretty much.
There's still two more of them out there.
There's just a guy like
really
shaking the set. And again, for 1977, I know some of these have been touched up, but a lot of it hasn't. Those aren't bad effects.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Kaboom.
That's it! We did it!
We did it!
Hugs.
Help! I think I'm melting. This is all your fault.
3PO. He's kind of insufferable in this movie at times.
I was thinking that earlier.
They've just made the jump into hyperspace.
You can see Darth Vader's eyes.
You're aboard their ship. I'm taking an awful risk, Vader.
You can see his eyes. I've never noticed that. You can see David Prowse's eyes through his mask just a second ago. Have you ever noticed that, Seth?
That you can see
Vader's eyes?
No.
Yeah, I totally just saw his face.
Oh, man.
That was weird. Chances are, if it happened once, it's probably going to happen again.
Is it while he's flying, or is it...
No, he was just standing there.
I feel like maybe it did happen at some point while he's flying.
She's not your sister.
Revolution, man. I'm not in it for you, princess. I expect to be well paid. I'm in it for the money.
You needn't worry about your reward. If money is all that you love, then that's what you'll receive.
Well, I do like receiving.
Your friend is quite a mercenary.
But I'm bum.
He really cares about anything or anybody.
I care.
I care.
You tried.
Yeah.
feel like the controls of the Millennium Falcon right there look like those old screwdriver circular sets that optometrists have.
I was thinking a pepper mill.
Spill it. Spin it, yeah.
Still, fell out of spirit.
He looks like he has injections in his top lip.
Do you think a princess is a guy like me?
No.
No, he answered that pretty quick. Jealous much? I want him to show Darth Vader again so you can see his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. I've seen this movie tons of times. And again, I think it's because we're seeing it on bigger screens and higher
depth. Sitting 4 feet from the television.
That too. Indistinct voice over Pa.
I'm with their baggage claim guys at the airport.
Sounds like a real happening place.
Oh, those are like the carts at OSF that carry you from the entrance to the like where everything starts to split out to the hospital. That long hallway.
Maybe they're used on Star Wars.
Maybe.
They got them cheap.
I don't think they'd be cheap.
Well, if they're from the 70s, they might be. Oh, there's the Death Star again. Just so you know, it's still there.
Yes. We're
approaching the planet Yavin. Vader's still about to pull the chair open for somebody.
This is actually the same footage from earlier. They're just like, nobody'll notice. They just shot it like right after. Like, push a button.
The battle station is heavily shielded and carries a firepower greater than half the Starfleet. Its defenses are designed around a direct, large-scale assault. A small, one-man fighter...
I feel like one of the extras there, they cast somebody in Rogue One that looked like the extra to try to match him up.
The Empire doesn't consider a small, one-man fighter to be any threat, or they'd have a tighter defense.
Or...
An analysis of the
and Rainn Wilson's off to the right.
Yeah, I can see him.
That's
Dwight Schrute, X-Wing pilot.
You're required to maneuver.
It's like false.
He did dress as a Sith Lord for one Halloween.
That's true.
It's only 2 meters wide. It's a small thermal.
2 meters wide.
Right below the main port. The shaft leads directly to the reactor system.
I thought they made this easy.
Chain reaction.
He's one bad mother.
That looks exactly like a video game.
Set up a chain reaction.
I do like that the effects in The Mandalorian match the special effects in this, so it like stays within the universe. They didn't like really update them a whole lot.
And may the force be with you.
You ever bullseye a Womp Rat?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, there's still time.
Only in the tutorial in Super Star Wars for Super Nintendo.
The Planet Nintendo? I think they blew that one up already.
The what?
Planet Nintendo. You said Nintendo.
I said Nintendo?
Yeah, instead of Nintendo.
Oh.
And it sounded like a Star Wars planet.
Oh.
You developed a
apparently my tongue a southern and my ears accent. Have both stopped working at this point.
We're losing all of the
losing
senses.
Consciousness.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, functions. Remember that time in other movies where we moved boxes around a lot? Now you know why.
Why don't you come with us? Pretty good enough.
It's an essential part of Star Wars.
Why don't you take a look around? You know what's about to happen. What they're up against. They could use a good pilot like you. You're turning your back on them.
Bruce.
Literally turning his back on him right now.
How many buttons does Han have undone on his shirt?
Suicide.
What are buttons?
That's true.
Well, take care of yourself, Han. I guess that's what you're best at, isn't it?
Han has no idea.
Hey, Luke.
Fuck off.
May the force be with you.
Are you mocking me? Fuck you, Han.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? I know what I'm doing.
I'm loading boxes.
Yeah, you're still R2 quite unit. A while.
It's kind of badass. feel like there's a spotlight on that guy on the ladder. He's gonna start singing.
What's up?
What's wrong?
Oh, it's on. I don't know. I really.
He said, "May the force be with you," and it hurt my feelings.
He had to follow his own path. No one can choose it for him.
I only wish Ben were here.
Yeah, dude, let it go. We know. Hey, thanks.
So, every time I complain that I'm sad or scared, I get kissed.
Like father, like son.
Hey, it's Biggs.
Only the Skywalkers can sexualize whininess.
You sure you can handle this shit,
sir? Luke is the best bush pilot in the outer.
Oh. Well, just like his old man. Hell of a bush pilot.
I gotta get aboard.
What the fuck is a bush pilot? Back, all right?
Right. It's a flyboy who gets laid a lot.
It'll be like old times, Luke. They'll never stop us.
That's what you think. They'll never stop me.
Hey, wait a minute. Wasn't that guy the pilot?
That little droid and I have been through a lot together.
He was, okay, no, the astronaut, the NASA guy, and good. Superman 2.
Oh, I would not know that well enough to answer with certainty.
I never noticed that before.
You wouldn't want my life to get boring, would you?
Like somebody put the decals on R2 wrong. One of his little blue sections there. It is again. There's a spotlight.
We're gassing up. We got helmets.
Luke.
They should have their nicknames on them.
Like Iceman, Goose.
Exactly.
Oh.
Hello.
He just gave the "it stinks" sign.
I don't think they should lower their visors because they're tinted cockpits and it's dark, so they're not going to be able to see where they're going yet.
I swear some of the switches on that cockpit were just a row of breathe right strips.
Did those exist back then?
It looked like they did.
Luke. Will be with you.
Oh, now he's got yellow on.
Yeah, they're transitional lenses.
I like his Hunter S. Thompson aviators.
Yeah.
Stand by alert. Death Star approaching. Estimated time to firing range, 15 minutes.
All right, good to know. Let's see if it's actually 15 minutes.
Or if it's in movie time.
Right. Okay. We're at 1345.
All wings report in.
Red 10 standing by.
Red 7 standing by.
Red 3 standing by.
Red 6 standing by.
Red 9 standing by.
Red 2 standing by.
Red 11 standing by.
Red 5 standing by.
There's Red 5. That's why the die is named Red 5, right?
Why was that all just black in black and white?
Yeah, that's a weird filter they were just using.
Hold tight.
Red your deflectors on double front.
The size of that thing.
Is that Cameron from Ferris Bueller?
Alan Ruck.
This is it, boys.
Red Leader, this is Gold Leader.
I copy, Gold Leader. We're starting
for the target shaft now.
We're in position. I'm going to cut it.
They're going to target the shaft.
Going into the shaft.
So, yeah, they're kind of wrapping things up quickly in this compared to the other movies we've been watching that are usually a good half hour longer. It's like, okay, it's time for the final big battle now.
Are you alright?
I got a little cooked, but I'm okay.
A little cooked?
A little cooked.
Okay.
We count 30 rebel ships, Lil Vader, but they're so small they're evading our turbo lasers.
We'll have to destroy them.
Turbo. There's his eyes. You couldn't see it as well. No, I am not. I have Jedi sight. Sight beyond sight, thanks to the Sword of Omens.
Nice Thundercats, right?
I'm right with you, Red 3.
Hey, you're our fat pilot. We're going to name you something that sounds like you're fat. Porkins. How's that work for you? That's
so unfortunate.
Oh. Yeah. We're also going to make you the first one to die.
Porkins is cooked.
All the way.
His co-pilot beans blew up
as well.
Trust your feelings.
Facts don't have feelings, Obi-Wan.
Squad leaders?
I had a Star Wars activity book when I was a kid that showed how to make an X-Wing out of toilet paper rolls, a paper towel roll, and some cardboard and tinfoil.
Did it really fly?
Shot lasers, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it took down the Death Star.
It's pretty impressive. And that guy died.
Can't see it. It's on me tight. I can't take it. I'll be right there.
Hang on, Oates from Hall and Oates. No can do.
Several fighters have broken off from the main group.
I saw his eye again. You have to really just look at his eyes, and you'll see it for like a split
I'll
second.
I'll try to remember to
there.
Do it. I keep forgetting.
I've been failing, every single time.
Anytime Vader wandering. Is on screen, I just try to stare into his eyes.
Not bad. R2, see what you can do with it. Hang on back there. Red 6, do you see Red 5? There's a heavy fire zone on this side. Red 5, where are you?
I can't shake it.
Shake it.
So, George Lucas literally edited together dogfight scenes from war movies that he saw when he was a kid that he liked, like World War I movies and World War II movies. And the special effects crew just did exactly what they saw on screen, what they saw the biplanes doing and what the dogfight looked like, and just shot it with TIE fighters and X-Wings. And edited together, like, a side-by-side comparison was shown, and it was, like, exactly like the thing that George Lucas had shown them.
These reaction shots of Leia is, like, from the same 20 seconds of B-roll. They were just like, okay, now you hear good news.
Yeah.
Now you hear bad news. And stand there. Perfect, we're done. And we're going to reuse that, like, 6 or 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
Switch to targeting computer. Oh. And it just kind of moved into place.
It's Gilbert Gottfried.
Guns, they've stopped.
Oh, Henry.
Stabilize your rear deflectors. I'll be nice. I will not do my Gilbert Gottfried. And we will... We know if Derek was still here, that would not be the case. He wouldn't have been able to...
He can't resist.
Restrain himself. Look for his eyes. All these people with the black helmets, you can see their eyes. But Darth Vader, I'm seeing a lot.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Loosen up!
Now I want to go to 8-Bit and play the Star Wars arcade game.
Yeah. That's always...
Or Arcadia, the arcade museum.
Oh, yeah, we still have not been there.
It's excellent. I recommend it.
We were going to visit there.
We drove right by it last time we were...
Yeah, 66 trip. We talked about maybe stopping, but just wasn't in the cards.
And then when we came back from...
Knights Action Park, yeah. Red Boys, this is Red Leader. We took too long at B-Dubs. It was going to close, like... 15 to 20 minutes after we would get there. It's like, yeah, that's not worth the detour.
Copy, base one. Luke, take red 2 and 3. Hold up
here and wait. All the shots of Luke piloting. He's kind of rocking back and forth like he's in one of those rides outside of a shopping center.
Yeah.
And then you go to the shot of the X-Wing flying, and it's just flying.
Should be able to see it by now.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
There's too much interference.
Red 5, can you hear where you are?
No sign of any.
Wait, coming in point 35.
Oh, now that you mention it, yeah, there they are.
Target's coming up.
Just hold them off for a few seconds. Was a formation.
Eyeball.
Oh, I saw it.
Yep,
I did.
No, no. Now I have to pay attention.
It's when light is going directly on his eye. You can see through the red.
there.
Almost there.
I can't hold them.
Sorry. I died. And fire.
It's away.
I missed.
Oops.
Negative.
It didn't go in.
Just impacted on the surface.
Oh.
Luke will find the hole. It's okay.
He'll go in.
Eyeball.
I kind of saw that time.
No.
What movie are you watching?
I'm looking around the room some.
Why? There's not Star Wars around the... Well, yeah, I guess there is a little Star Wars around the room, but... Kaboom! Well...
I feel like John Williams just woke up.
Yeah.
It was like 5 minutes of
silence. 1 minute in closing, what? So that was supposed to be 14 minutes ago. It has not been 14 minutes.
What's it been, 8?
Yeah, we sped up about...
At that speed, would you be able to pull out in time?
8 minutes, yeah.
Hey, they used that shot already.
Well, you know... It's the second pass, so they took the exact same route.
That does make sense.
That that gun is basically just like a guy pelvic thrusting because the gun's
actually
firing.
How it's operating.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Jim Carrey doing his his Ventura.
Yeah, very exaggerated version of it. Huh?
And he did it the other way.
He's doing the Winona.
All right,
Ryder,
they're gonna show Vader soon, I bet. So watch his eyes. Nope, I'm not Vader.
I'm hit. I can't stay with you. Get clear, Wedge. You can't do any more good back there. Sorry.
Peace out. Oh,
big time.
Big time
wow,
eyes.
That's, yeah.
All right.
That was...
Yeah, there's no hiding that.
R2 trying to increase the power.
Yeah, I think that's the shot that I have noticed before, because that's pretty obvious.
And it doesn't look like Hayden Christensen, so they didn't change that up.
He didn't age well either.
Well, dang it.
I'm on the leader.
Yeah, once you see it, you kind of can't stop seeing it.
Hang on now, too.
That's his Polaroid. He's going to take a picture.
Now we've got... Luke saying almost there. He's gonna say it like 5 times, like everybody else.
Use the force, Luke.
That's a phone cord.
Yeah, I noticed that
Use
earlier.
Use the phone, Luke.
Luke, phone home.
Luke, trust me.
Would I lie?
Switched off your targeting computer. What's wrong?
It's fine. I'm just hearing voices.
Quit peeping in my ear. It's not a big deal.
Just let me do my thing. Gosh. I'm going to tighten things and grip a little harder. Shoot my old droid. Oh.
Rebel base in range.
Oh boy, here we go. Hey, let's do that footage where we pull the knob thing again and we do the choo-choo.
Let's go back to the director's booth.
Darth is always twisting knobs there.
He's giving a purple nurple. He's giving a Mace Windu purple nurple.
Uh-oh, who shot that? Oh, it's him yelling again.
He bought stock in.
Yahoo! Remember the yodeling commercials?
Yeah, that made me dizzy.
Yahoo!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go. There's the money shot.
That's a shot that's in every Star Wars video game. And screen wipe.
And...
He's just calmly pondering his own death.
Those are my favorite kind of fireworks.
When the Death Star blows up?
When they had the rings,
and
you said?
Jumping sparkles.
That was one in a million.
Remember.
He was rocking back and forth again.
Yep.
He's fucking the joystick.
He's on the Star Wars ride.
Oh, I'm upside down. I don't like this.
Yeah, eyebrow was visible.
I thought those
burned off. Yeah. The things you see. Hey guys, time to celebrate and party.
Well, I'm gonna let you get all the credit and take all the rewards.
Hey, I need some money.
Oh, no. Come on, R2. Can you hear me?
Short-lived celebration.
Say something.
As R2's carcass is
say something.
To the floor.
We'll get to work on him right away.
There is a carcass you in this case.
You must prepare him. Sir, if any of my circuits or gears will help, I'll gladly donate them. He'll be all right.
Let's go do coke. I think that's probably what happened.
We should have done that earlier in the day. That would have gotten us through this a lot better. We're not doing coke for you listeners, by the way. That's a joke. It's a coke joke.
We're not even drinking coke. We've been drinking Pepsi products.
Did you ever have Mario Paint? No, you didn't have a Super Nintendo, you said. Okay. Never mind.
And turn. And this is where Chewie gets the shaft.
Yeah.
But they do correct
it. She's one bad mother.
Eventually. He's like, everybody else gets some fancy ass neckwear. Except for me.
These look like big chocolate coins. On canvas belts. Remember when canvas belts were a big thing in the 90s?
He got shiny.
What's with Luke's yellow jacket? I don't think we ever see that again, do we?
I don't think so. Only Lando can pull off mustard, remember?
Yeah.
Let's just keep bowing at each other.
Well,
Obi-Wan
gets mustard stains, but Lando can pull off the mustard color.
That droid, he's still around.
So this is what it's like to watch Rogue One going directly into A New Hope, which I had never experienced before.
I want my medal.
I now present to you the class of 1977. Hooray.
Did we get to hear Luke's valedictorian speech? Oh, thank God.
No, written, directed by George Lucas, the best movie he's ever written and directed.
All right, I will finally give George Lucas some applause. That's how we'll end the official...
14 hours in.
Yeah, this is our part of the marathon that's official in as far as Star Wars canon goes. The next movie we're going to watch is not Star Wars canon, but how do you watch a Star Wars movie? All right, how do you have a Star Wars marathon where a Star Wars movie was just released and it'd be the holidays without watching the Star Wars holiday special?
Yep, and that's exactly what we're going to do in a mere few minutes. You'll hear it next week. And then that will be... it for us for the day.
Yeah, that will finish up our Star Wars-a-thon.
But before we do that, we have to cut to our closing credit song, which seems the credits are almost done already. This is by a band called Oh No, Oh My, and it's a song called OB1. OB1. Here on Drunk at the Movies.
You're my only hope.
And we are back. Thanks, Blink 182, for letting us play A New Hope earlier, and for Oh No, Oh My.
And thanks for the permission. Yeah.
Well, okay. So, Brianna, I think you said you weren't going to be joining us for this next one.
That is correct. I may pop in, but...
Okay. Well, we appreciate you hanging with us for this episode. And
thanks for letting me.
The tail end of the last one. And we'll be brave and we'll finish this journey together.
Yeah, like we started it. Thanks for helping us get through it. But, and thanks for the coffee, and that helps us get through it. And thanks for the emotional support.
There's also ice cream treats, too. You.
That's right.
We don't have those down here, so if we want ice cream treats, we have to get them upstairs. So yeah,
up and stretch my aching legs.
We may do that here in a bit, but you guys have a great week, and until next time, I'm still Dustin.
I'm still Seth,
and we're still watching drunk. Star Wars movies. And you don't have to be drunk because we're not drunk. I promise you, I am not drunk.
Drunk on Star Wars.
But it can't hurt if you were, is what we're saying.
Yes.
It's fine. We don't judge. Yeah. I mean, we're hosting a show called Drunk at the Movies and we're not drinking. So obviously we're fine if you want to do that kind of thing. Oh, it's your body. It's your choice. All right. Well, let's get some ice cream and watch the Star Wars Holiday Special. Woo.